Hi guys, welcome to another show. Today we have legends of South African football. I'm talking about Jabu Mahlangu and Thabo September. Yes, you heard me correctly. The legends, Thabo and Jabu Mahlangu. Welcome guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. When you have legends like these, you are not quite sure where to start, but I guess I have to start maybe with you, Thabo. Of course, you retired from professional football at the end of last season, man. Some people thought that maybe you could still go on and play one or two other seasons. Why did you decide to quit the game?
Straight one, it's my knee, my left knee. I'd done 4 operations and I felt it was time for me to just cool down because I needed a longer life after football, and you know, I thought it would affect me if I kept on playing. And I've got a son, an 8-year-old, so I need to still be involved in his life in a good way. And so for me, it was more of a family and health decision to retire. And I'm very happy about the decision that I take. Had a chat with the coach for a long time, and we all agreed that I should do what I want to do, you know. And yeah, it's good though to be working still with the team.
Okay. I'm happy you mentioned that part about still working at the team, because that was going to be my next question. How did that come about? Because obviously now you are an ambassador for SuperSport United Club, the club that you last played for, and you had spent so many years with them and provided a lot of great service.
It goes back to the time when I was in demand from the other PSL teams like Kaizer Chiefs and some. And I had a chat with Stan Matthews before Stan went to run the PSL. I had a chat with him, and he said to me, if you stay at this club longer and not take the offer that is put in front of you, but we'll make sure that we pay you well, but we can't match them. But if you stay in this club, we'll look after you after football. So for me, that meant a lot. And I know when Stan says something, he's a man of his word. And so is the club itself. You know, they never really disappointed me in my career with them. And so I took that decision to stay with the club. And now it has paid off. I've got work after football. And yeah.
Wow. Loyalty pays for some people. That's very nice. That's very nice. Jabu, let's talk to you now, man. Obviously, for you as well, the last club you played for was SuperSport United. And obviously, that was not the first time you had been at the club. Obviously, you were there before. You left for other clubs and came back. And that's where you ended your career. And also, just like Thabo, you are also involved at the club, working as an ambassador. How are you finding the role, and what are some of your duties there?
Yeah, first of all, I would like to thank SuperSport United, you know, for giving me this opportunity, and for giving me the platform, and for believing in me, you know, where at some point in my life, you know, everyone has lost hope in me, you know, and SuperSport came and, you know, they lifted their hands and say, man, if you really want to change your life around, if you really want to be something in life, you know, we can give you that platform, we can give you that opportunity. As we know that I've played for a SuperSport before, you know, I came back, you know, the second time. So, like Thabo said, Stan, you know, the chairman, you know, everyone, you know, when they promise you something, they keep their promises, you know. But of course, you have also to deliver, you know. But on my side, yeah, it was not easy, you know, to also leave the game. But it was a good decision for me because the opportunity that SuperSport has given me in terms of being a brand ambassador for the club and help the club to grow the brand, you know, because as we know, SuperSport United is a big brand, you know, and it's a big club, you know, and we know no doubt about it, but we don't have the fan base, you know, that is relevant to our to our success, you know. So our role, you know, with Tabo now, obviously, you know, is to try and grow the brand, you know, not only in Pretoria, because, you know, when at some point SuperSport used to know as Matsatsanta Pitori, you know, only the team from Pretoria, but it's not like that anymore. SuperSport, it's a national team. We have branches, we have 4 or 5 branches already here in Cape Town. We have 3 or 4 in Durban, so in Polokwane, all across the country. This is in my capacity. I'm helping the teams do that. And also, I engage with the development players, the development coaches. I engage with them in terms of going to, you know, our under-13s, our under-17s, our under-17s to share about my life experiences as a professional, you know, to try and make sure that we help them and we give them the information, you know, that they need, you know, so that they don't do the same mistakes that we did, you know, so that they can take much better decisions than us, you know. So yeah, that is my role, and I'm really enjoying it because I like talking. Also, I talk too much. Yeah. I can talk the whole day, you know. I only keep quiet when I sleep, you know. So yeah, and I like to mingle with people, you know. I like to mingle with supporters. So it was just like, you know, after football, it was just like an easy thing for me to do, because the job that I'm doing is part of my personality.
Sure. Tibos, Ujabu is raising very, very, very interesting points here, and SuperSport is one of the big clubs. I'm sure very few people will disagree with that. We have seen in recent years, SuperSport is competing very well in terms of the market, in terms of the players coming into the club. We've seen the likes of Dean Furman coming from overseas and joining the club. We've seen Abu Masha coming from overseas, joining the club. Renilwe Lotsolonyane leaving Kaizer Chiefs after so many years and joining SuperSport. And maybe looking at the squad that they are having this season under a very, very good coach in Stuart Baxter, what are their chances of doing well in terms of championship, the league?
Yeah, the team that we have now, from the technical team to the players, we've got the quality team. And, you know, in football, we don't play it on paper. So we've got a team that we believe can give us the trophies and can take us far in Africa when we play in Africa this season. And we've blended them well with old and young players, experienced coach. So we hope that we've done our best in terms of the office work of signing good players, and hopefully we believe in the coach with the tactics that he's got, the experience that he's got. Hopefully it works together with the coach and the players, and they get to a quick understanding when they play the game, and that will bring success to the team. So yeah, but it all depends on the day when the game comes. So it's like they say in football, you only better as your last game. So it must just not be something that they get to any complacency, because they've got this squad that they have now. So it will take to win a league or a cup, it takes consistency. So hopefully the club will do that.
Sure. Let me bring you in again, Jabu. There's a lot happening in local football at the moment. And one of the incidents, one of the topics that come to mind is the topic of skillful players. We have seen in recent weeks players, for example, in the game against Baroka recently, and Baroka and Platinum Stars, a player, Sipho Moeti, was shown a yellow card for expressing himself. And there's been a lot of debate around that. Some people are saying it's good. Some people are saying it's not good. As someone who was so skillful and attracting crowds during your time, what's your take on that very, very interesting topic?
Yeah, it's always going to be a difficult topic, because, you know, as football people, we are not the same. You know, others, they like to other fans. They like players who are skillful, you know. Other fans, they like players who are direct. But for me personally, I think we showboating. I was a skillful player, but I don't think I was more showboating, because I used to, you know, I used my skill going forward most of the time. You know, try to eliminate opponents and try to create space for my teammates. You know, and that's what we want to see. That's what people want to see. You know, and at the same time, you know, when you maybe showboating, maybe it can be a little bit unprofessional. You know, you need to know how to do it and when to do it. You know, because you can't just make someone a fool, you know, because in this, unfortunately, in modern game, it's not the same as, you know, in 20 years, 30 years back, where you will stand on top of the ball and stuff, you know, because that's a cushion. But for me, I'm saying is, we need to have skillful players in our league. We need to have skillful players in our team, but we need also to give them that small room, you know, to express themselves, you know, of course, in a productive way in terms of the finishing product. You know, if you dribble someone, make sure that the finishing product is there, you know, then the team can benefit from your skill, you know. But if you're just using your skill to make people laugh or to make people happy, it can be fine. But at the end of the day, if the scoreboard you're losing, it's full time, it's you are 1-0 down, you lost the game, people forget about the dribbling. They look at the scoreboard. So we need to find a balance. We need to create a little bit of space for that, and also to make sure that we encourage our players who are skillful. There are players who are skillful in a way that even if you try to tell them to play two touch, they can't. It's God-given talent. It's something that it's there with them. They can't play two touch. But as a coach, you need to adapt also, you know, to try and help that player to suit the team, but not to take them away from the game. You know, we need to create some room for skillful players, but also skillful players, they need to know that we need to respect the game. We need to respect your opponents. You know, you can't be showboating, but you can dribble going forward and create space for your teammates.
Sure. Thabo, your take on the very same topic?
No, I think Thabo finished it well. The football itself, the game is only won when you've got more goals than your opponent. And the way of doing that is to create space, dribble, and score goals, and also defend. So if you are 3-0 up, you will never see a Barcelona stepping on top of a ball and you're asking our country, where are we in terms of where we want to be? Mm-hmm. And if we want to be celebrating players doing such things, and the game is on, you've got 10 more other players who are supporting you, trying to play with you. And okay, the referee took it upon himself to caution the player, but I feel for the coach should be really stamping his authority for something like that. It's really disrespectful to the opponents, to the game, and to everyone who loves football. You might love juggling. You can go on the street and juggle. Chris will juggle here in Cape Town and go internationally. You can find another profession that you can do such thing, but this one is about football. Football is about fair play, is about sharing. It's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. So, yeah, Phil Chabu just crashed it right there. It's good to show your skills, but show your skills to benefit the team. That's why it's a team sport.
Let's talk about one of your own, Ronwen Williams. He has been called up to the national team after a very long time. First of all, what do you think of his call up? And in your opinion, who else is in the line, maybe in the future, that you think is going to get a call up very soon from SuperSport United?
Ronwen has been a consistent player for SuperSport. I think he's played more games than any other player in terms of the team in the past two seasons. So you can never know with the consistency or the idea or the plan of the national team coaches when it comes to selecting. So some players, even if you are on top of your game, but they've got this way that they want the national team to play, and it doesn't mean if you're on top of your game that you're going to be selected. So I see Yeye going back to the national team because of the performance that he's been putting in for SuperSport. Modiba is also one of the players who are really like, he's a classy player. So I see him soon, you know, donning the national team shirt. Congratulations to Ronwen. He deserves it, and hopefully he stays humble as he has been and keep on working, even if things don't go right in terms of another call-up after this one, because that's how it has been with his career. He's always been in the national team and out, but he's always been consistent for the team, and that's all you can do. So just do what the technical team and the national team are saying, so then hopefully he will stay in the and compete, because in South Africa we've got, you know, great, we're blessed with talent in between the goals. I mean, we've got Darren Keith, we've got Kune, we've got the late Senzo Mhlongo, now we've got Ronwen, Peterson, Monique, you know, we've got such players who can really take on the number one jersey, but they can only be one at this point.
Sure, sure.
Just to add on what Tim was saying, congratulations to Ronwen again. And people also need to understand that, you know, playing for the national team, like we've just mentioned, 8 goalkeepers, top-notch goalkeepers now. So if you've been called, it doesn't mean you are better than the other goalkeepers who are not in the national team. It's just that maybe at that time, you know, the coach prefers you and the plans, it's around you. But you are not better than the others. So we need to make sure that we are, you know, we understand that, because we have the goal, all, like we've just said, 8 goalkeepers, they can't play all of them. We need only 2 goalkeepers. We need one to start the game. So for Ronwen, you know, he's been humble, he's been working very hard, and his attitude actually will inspire other players, you know, to say, even if you get a call-up once, and then after 2 months you don't get a call-up, you must still stay humble, do your job, focus, be professional, the way Ronwen has been doing, and, you know, your time will come again. You know, yeah, I just wanted to add on what Thibaut just said. This is what I saw about with Ronwen, which I respect, because most of the players, as I was a former player, they call you once, now you are excited, they don't call you the next camp, then it affects your performance, you know, it affects your attitude and everything. But not with Ronwen. He's been consistent with the club, he's been top-notch, he's been performing at his highest level at the club, even if he was not been called for the Bafana, that's a true professional.
Let's touch base on one of your former clubs, Jabu, the club you made a name for yourself at, Kaizer Chiefs. A lot has been said about them from when they did not win any trophies last season and to the way they started this current season under the same coach, Coach Steve Compella. What do you think of Chiefs' performances and the way they are doing things under Coach Compella?
Yeah, first of all, it's difficult because I work for SuperSport United, so I focus more on my team, SuperSport United. But of course, as a team that I've played for, you know, before I played for SuperSport, I think in my opinion, they need to give Steve Compella a chance, you know, and they must remember that, you know, it doesn't take one game or a season for a new coach to come to a big club like Kaizer Chiefs and win things, you know. Sometimes it can take a while. If it takes a season, you'll be lucky. I'm definitely sure. You can ask all the top coaches in the world there, say Alex Ferguson. I mean, it took him, I think, 4 years or something before he will really compete and be what, and put Manchester United where he is. So for me, I'll say, they have good players, but I don't feel like they have the quality of Kaizer Chiefs caliber, you know, in terms of the players. They have the players that can play football, but they are not, in my opinion, in that standard of Kaizer Chiefs, but they are good players. We must just hope Steve Mompela the best, you know, as also as a South African coach, you know, coaching a big club like Chiefs. Remember at some years, they were saying there was no coach that was going to coach, you know, Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates or even SuperSport, you know, but now South African coaches, they are given opportunities. I mean, Roger De Star, also he was at Pirates before Ajax, at Eric Tinkler, and he did well. Tinkler, he lost in the final of the CAF Champions League. I mean, we know that we forget about, you know, the losers finals, obviously, but we will always remember that you reached the final. So yeah, in terms of South African coaches being given that platform into the big team, which is good, we can see what Pito he has done, you know, right now, which is something that, you know, we've been waiting for many years, you know, and gone are those days where foreign coaches, they will be given first preference, you know, and South African coaches now they are coming on board and they are showing that, you know, they know the game and they're focused and they are professionals and they love the game and they're doing all out, you know, to try and improve the game and also to improve themselves. They are learning as much as they can. So I think for Steve, it's a difficult task, you know, to coach a brand like Kaizer Chiefs. But so far, I think he's doing a good job looking at the quality of the players that he have. And you look at the previous coach, our coach now, Steve doesn't have the same quality that Stuart had at Chiefs. I think Stuart had a better quality, in my opinion, compared to the current Kaizer Chiefs squad. But still, Steve Mompela is trying his best with what he has, and I'm sure he will change the corner. But yeah, in my opinion, it's not easy to coach Kaizer Chiefs, and also it's not easy to coach the players who don't have that character that you expect, because playing for teams like this, you have to have a strong character. Talent on its own, it's not good enough.
Sure. Tabo, I'm happy that Ujabu has raised a very important point about Pito and Sundowns and their latest achievement. Obviously, over your many years of playing for SuperSport United, you have come up against Sundowns in those popular Tshwane derbies, and surely you must have a message of saying congratulations to them for their achievement, because it's not only about them anymore, it's about the country and everyone who is involved in football.
Yeah, I mean, we've waited over 20 years to see another African team, South African team, winning the Champions League, and I know the work that Pito, having worked with him, Jabu also has worked with him. I know the work that he has put into the game, and all the late nights that he has had. I think he never sleeps. I think he still owes time to sleep because of the dedication that he's got to the game, you know. And Mangoba also, you know, when you've got a technical team like that, that works together for the same goal, you will definitely, it's much easier to get to where you, to the destination that you want to get to. And the players, you know, all of them, if you look at the players that Sundowns use in the CAF, it was not just, they selected some of the best. And I think if you look, one of their stars, it's Sugar. Sugar is in, he was not playing much in the league. And when he came in Africa, he came in with important goals, away goals. And that's the quality of the team that they had. They all had the same goal, and they all were working to that goal. And if you are not playing and then you come in and help a team in situations of that nature, so it means that we are all focused to one goal. And to the board, straight from the president, the support that he has given, I mean, the coach and the players, just to finally say to them, thank you for bringing back the Champions League back to South Africa. And thank you for giving other teams hope for upcoming seasons, for putting back the South African club names on top in Africa again. So congratulations. You are the champs of Africa, and we all salute you. And yeah, thank you for our generation. You know, we've got a, it means a lot in, for us as well, you know, who've played in this generation, to say that it's not the Jerus Kosanas, the Watwat back then, 1995. We did it also in our generation. So those players, they didn't just do it for their families or their club, or they did it for the whole South Africa and the players that are in the PSL as well.
Yeah, no, just to add on that, yeah, for sure, Thabo is, I mean, is correct. I mean, they did it for all of us. So when I say that, it's like we are saying, Sundowns, we did it. We are not saying Sundowns did it.
Yes.
On this one, we are saying we did it together. Because the support that also the other fans of the other clubs gave to Sundowns, you know, it also motivated, you know, the Sundowns team, you know, to push more and to realize that it's not about Chiefs, SuperSport, Sundowns, Pirates, but now it was about South Africa.
Sure.
You know, and yeah, we salute Sundowns, and like Thabo said, yeah, they've given a lot of PSL teams hope that it is possible. And to win a Champions League, my brother, let me tell you, it's not easy. To go and play in Africa, in North Africa, let me tell you, if you manage to pass the test of playing in Africa, for me, you deserve a belt.
You're the best.
Yeah, because the conditions there are not the same.
Yeah.
You know, the playing field, all those things, the facilities are not the same. It's bad than here. And what I like about the Sundowns winning the Star, Thibos, more, is because of our brothers who are living in South Africa, who comes from north of Africa. Ish, my man, when you talk football, they always say, you keep quiet. You are only good for PSL. You are not good in the Champions League. That thing is finished now. You are about the Tibos. Because that thing, they were not saying SuperSport or Sundown. They were saying South Africans. You know? So they were not saying SuperSport. They were saying South Africans are not tough enough. We are not men enough. We are sissies because we can't play in Africa. So what Sundowns did, it has, I'm telling you, man, this
has
comes
changed
from bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
The whole thing has changed now. We are men out of men.
Sure, sure, sure. Guys, I understand you are in Cape Town for a very, very important cause. Can you explain to us as to why you're here and what are you doing exactly, Thabo?
We are brought here by our partners, Engine and SuperSport. So we played 5-a-side yesterday with the Engine team, and we're looking forward to promoting the game. It's still Brands. It's still breast cancer month, so we also doing the breast cancer drive awareness. You will be seeing the players still wearing some pink. You know, and the message is that breast cancer can be cured. It can affect guys also. I had an opportunity to get tested when we were doing one of our drives in Pretoria. So it just takes less than 2 minutes to get tested. So guys need to get tested for breast cancer, and our ladies as well, who are popular in that disease. And breast cancer can be cured.
Sure.
Just letting our people know that just go get tested so that you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important to get tested. That's my message, you know, as ambassador of SuperSport. And thank you very much again to Engine and SuperSport for bringing us here with my colleague here, Thabo. Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to get tested and to know that even if you have cancer, you can still live. You can still, you know, live a happy life. You can still look after yourself. You can still be happy, but make the right thing, get tested, and it's going to be better for you because you'll know how to live your life, you'll know how to, you know, manage your life. And yeah, we also supporting those who have the disease, that, you know, we are with them, you know, we love them, and we will keep on supporting them all the way.
Oh, and one more thing, back to Sundowns. December is coming. I'll be leaving my team just for that month, Hala Madrid. I'll be supporting Sundowns, eh? When they go to Japan, eh?
Tabo, there we are. We have to say that, guys. It's not about, when we talk about the Champions League, we're not talking about domestic clubs, please, ne?
Sure. Don't,
yeah. Tabo, now I'm supporting Sundowns.
All continents.
Yeah. In the club, babies and... Club World Cup.
Yeah, Club World Cup.
Club World Cup. Yeah, Nami Kabuyedo. But only for Club World Cup.
December.
Only in December, okay, I support Sundowns.
Okay, guys. It's been absolute pleasure hosting you guys, the legends of South African football, Thabo September and Jabu Mahlangu. Thank you very much, guys, for coming. It's been absolute pleasure for us.
Thank you for having us. Sisafuna ukuya kaMzuli, sithiwe naselwandle kancane mfethu. Sisekapha phela, asinalo ulwandle eJozi phela, sharp.
Sure. Thank you for listening to the interview. Be sure to listen again next week to see who features in the next episode.